Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we learn about the environmental change in Musgrave stores and their community as sustainability upgrades lead to significant energy savings. For the 11th consecutive year, the Building Sustainable Communities Initiative has seen selected Supervalue and Centra stores upgrade areas of their operations to ensure a high standard of sustainability and energy efficiency. 23 stores took part in the initiative this year, and the combined energy savings from these is 6.3 million kilowatt hours, enough to power 861 Irish homes. The SEAI partnership complements Musgrave's overall sustainability strategy and commitment to achieving a 12% carbon reduction target by 2023 and net zero carbon target by 2040. The Cork City Group used the SEAI grant in their Glanmire and the Lock store to upgrade their refrigeration in the Lock and installed solar energy panels in Glanmire, the combined results of which is the energy equivalent of powering 64 Irish houses per year. These new energy efficient upgrades, combined with previous works in store, amount to over 270 kilowatt hours of energy per year, a 48% overall carbon reduction for Supervalue the Lock and 34% for Supervalue Glanmire. Jason O'Callaghan is the operations director from Ryan Supervalue in Toker and Glanmire.
Well, we've retrofitted, we've added to our main store in Toker, double the size of the shop, change out all our refrigeration, using more environmental friendly equipment, I suppose, is the easiest way to put it. Change out all our LED lighting, add PV panels to the roof, primarily to reduce the amount of energy that we're using, I suppose, and be seen to be somewhat environmentally friendly, and helping along with the sustainability piece, that doing our little bit, I suppose, is the easiest way to put it. Effectively, the PV panels will save us somewhere in the region of 50,000 kilowatt hours now, and then the combined effort of the refrigeration, lighting, etc., etc., does have that impact, I suppose, you know. We'll see a benefit in our site, and obviously that will then, that affects the amount of energy, I suppose, or our consumption levels are considerably less than within the site, so it obviously means there's more on the grid for the power excess.
Supervalue are continuing their long-standing objective to bettering their surrounding local communities by nominating community buildings and clubs across the country to benefit from the scheme. For the first time, this year's initiative also sees a contribution made to not-for-profit affordable housing charity Cluett, supporting 40 Cluett houses to raise their BER rating from D2 to B2. Through this initiative, Supervalue hopes to demonstrate their commitment to continue developing a sustainable Irish retail sector by reducing store energy costs, fossil fuel usage and zero carbon emissions. As well as this, Supervalue cement their commitment to local communities across Ireland by making sustainability improvements to both local community organisations and affordable homes. Daniel Murphy is programme lead for Musgrave's Sustainability.
So all supermarkets are high energy users, including our own Supervalue and Centra stores. It does take a lot of energy to keep food at chilled, safe temperatures. Our refrigeration and lighting would account for anywhere between 70 and 80% of a store's electricity demand. So these are the areas that we tackle. We tackle them by installing doors and refrigeration, upgrading lighting to LED fittings. And then once that's complete, we can then look at installing solar panels on the store's roofs. The 64 Irish homes is just in relation to two stores, that's Supervalue Grange and Supervalue in Toker. But nationally, as part of the SEAI grant this year, we're saving enough energy to actually save the equivalent of powering 880 homes. Or when we look at it at a national level, when we have 600 stores availing of the Musgrave Sustainability Fund, that grows to over 5,000 houses per year, or a town the size of Middleton, which is pretty substantial. So we know exactly how much energy a fridge consumes. So if we add doors to that fridge, we know how many kilowatt hours it saves. Similarly, from an LED bulb, so people be familiar with the 100 watt bulb that they might have at home. If they upgrade that to a 5 watt LED bulb, you know exactly how many watts or kilowatts or kilowatt hours that you save in that year. When we start adding all those up across all of our sites and the hundreds of bulbs and the hundreds of fridges and all the solar panels, that adds up pretty quickly to to a fairly substantial number of 5,000 houses per year.
So why is sustainability important to the Musgraves Group?
Musgrave is one of Ireland's largest employers. So, you know, we have, you know, over 700 stores with Supervalu, Centra and Daybreak. We are embedded in every community. So together with our retail partners, we support more than 40,000 jobs in Ireland. We have a duty to contribute in a positive way to the sustainability future for everyone, particularly in our communities. So that's why back in 2021, we committed to achieving net zero by 2040. We're going to do that in a number of ways. One of the predominant ways at the moment is the Musgrave Sustainability Fund. That in its 2-year lifespan is going to deliver a 12% saving or a 12% carbon reduction, which is massive by the end of this year. And we're well on our way to achieving that. We're between 9 and 10% at the moment, based on our 2021 baseline, which is a massive achievement.
To learn more about environmental changes in Musgrave stores, visit Musgraves online or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Cork's 96 FM, the IBI, and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.